coming up here. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back for first pitch coming up shortly.
Super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheel.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Turtle Creek Stadium, Ty Johnson will be the leadoff person for the Raptors. He's been a guy, 31 hits for him on 94 at-bats, batting a .330, which is second on the team, but leads the team in at-bats. It's 14 runs and 11 RBIs, so he's a reliable hitter and one of the best players, sure enough, on this Raptors side. So Johnson leads off, Logan Hugo at batting second, Jack Passier batting in the lineup, he's at third, Brendan Bobo batting fourth, Garrett Broussard fifth, Shane Taylor, 6th. Anthony Gallison, 7th. And Jorge Degatti, 8th. And then Hogan Alixo batting in the 9-hole. So Johnson, the left-hander, on Aaron Gustafson, who's also a left-handed pitcher. So the left-handed pitcher on the left-handed batter. And Johnson will step in now. So the Raptors in their maroon tops with the gold logos on the front and back. And the black pants, as for the pitch hitters, in their all-white uniforms with the red logos on front and back and the white leggings. So Gustafson, 4 Ks on the year as he delivers in the first pitch and comes in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. And Aaron Gustafson out of Fontana, California, delivers in the 0-1 again and finds a zone on the inside, 0-2. So ahead of the count, 0-2 on this windy 61-degree evening here in Traverse City. Definitely not baseball weather, but the 0-2 way down low and away. 4-1-2. Yeah, it's definitely not baseball weather. It is windy, cold, misty. It was foggy driving up here. One of those days reminds you of kind of like wintertime here in the Midwest. The 1-2 just outside and on the left part of the zone, 4-1. Definitely not with the temperature-wise as far as the wintertime, but definitely has that feel to it of that gray skies, the 2-2 outside and comes in for a strike, 3-2. Strike number 3. So Johnson strikes out swinging. Logan Hugo is due up. So Johnson, you don't really see him strike out too much, but he's a guy that wasn't able to see that ball in. So Gustafson finds in for a strike. And this will bring up Logan Hugo. 15 hits on 68 bats, batting at 221. Gustafson delivers in for a ball, 1-0. One down here for the Pitts hitters. The 1-0. And finds a zone in for a strike, 1-1. So Minnick at catcher, Traficante at first. And the 1-1, Hugo swings and misses low for a strike, 1-2. Devin Huechel at second, Glenn Miller at third, Dylan Carey at shortstop, Andrew Manley at left, Parker Brocious at center, and Jack Crichton at right field. The 1-2, swinging on a line drive and reaching out and making the grab is Miller, darts it across first and gets one down. Excellent heads up play there for Glenn Miller. The third baseman doing a job and grounding out Hugo. Two down, and Jack Passier is due up. Batting a .317 with 26 hits on 82 at-bats. The Pepperdine product batting a .345 for them this season as Gustafson delivers in and finds the strike zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1, a swing and a fly ball hit into shallow right field, and Crichton comes out and makes the grab for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Pitts hitters here in the top of the first. We head to the home half of the inning. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here in the bottom of the first inning, 0-0 is the score as Jack Crichton, the right fielder from Clemson University, and the rising sophomore from Rochester Hills, batting at .286 on Kalen Graham, who delivers in, and ball comes up and in. 1-0 count. He's at two RBIs, so playing his collegiate ball in the ACC, the 1-0 from Graham finds his own for a strike, 1-1. So Crichton, and Miller are due up, and the 1-1 way down low in four ball, 2-1. So Kalen Graham on the mound, Hogan Heligso at catcher. The 2-1, swinging a sky ball into right field, out of play, and that goes into the bleachers. And like three people went after that ball. It's always a souvenir for the fans when you can catch a fly ball. But it's two balls and two strikes. So Heligso at catcher, Jack Passier at first, Johnson at second, Taylor at third, Garrett Broussard at shortstop. He's been a really big shortstop for the Raptors. He's had a lot of putouts. And the 2-2 from Graham, swinging a bouncer that goes to the third baseman, and Taylor one-hands it and does not able to pick it up in time, as Crichton will take first. So hit there for the Pits bidders. That puts Jack Crichton at first. A shallow bounced ball into Taylor, and perhaps that it's cold outside, 60 degrees, so perhaps the weather, the wind could have played a factor. But Parker Brocious out of Georgia Tech, and the rising sophomore from Suwanee, Georgia. And Graham fires in for a strike. He's batting a .432 with a home run and 12 RBIs. He's been absolutely sensational, some would say, for the Pits bidders. 0-1 count. Graham looks at first. He'll come set and fire as a throw from Heligso does not decide to throw it and will allow Crichton to steal second. So Crichton's at second and a runner in scoring position already for the Pits bidders. Brocious faces an 0-2 count. No balls and two strikes. Graham glances over at second, fires in the 0-2 swing and a miss down low as Crichton was ready to take third. Boy, he was on his horse. He raced over to third, but it just foul tipped. Because if that comes in for a ball or a strike or anything where Brocious doesn't hit it, Crichton is surely taking third. So they're going to have to watch out for him. Oh and two count. Graham has his eyes on him at second. The 0-2, swinging a ground ball over to Taylor at third. Darts it over to first for the first out. One down. But that advances Crichton to third. Crichton's at three stolen bases. Make it four today. One down. Glenn Miller is due up. The third baseman from Eastern Michigan playing with his collegiate ball with Logan Hugo of the Raptors. So redshirt junior from Pentwater, Michigan. 22 RBIs for him as Graham fires in an outside four ball, 1-0. So Crichton's at third, already a runner in prime scoring position for the Pits bidders. The 1-0 inside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. The 1-1, swinging a popped up ball right side out of play. 1-2. So Crichton with a base hit. He stands at third now. The 1-2 on Miller as he dings this off. Fouled on the right side. Stays at 1-2. Graham has a 1-0 record. Picked up the win against the Rockers back on June the 21st. That first game of the doubleheader. The 1-2 from Graham. Swinging a bouncer over to Broussard at shortstop. Crichton gets home, but he delivers it over to first for the second out. So the Pits bidders take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Miller grounds out, but Crichton gets home. Colin Summerhill will step in. Rising senior from Northern Illinois. Batting a .268. He has 17 RBIs. Five guys in double figures with RBIs in this Pits bidders lineup as the first pitch comes in wild, out and away, hits the backdrop. 4-1, 1-0. 1-0 count. Graham delivers out and away for ball 2-0. So ground out RBI for Miller as a 2-0 swing and a towering fly ball into shallow right center. And reaching out, making an easy grab is Ty Johnson for the third out. But the pitch hitters get on the board first. They lead 1-0 as we head to the top of the second inning here on WFH.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. Biz.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, we go. Rafters trail 1-0. A run comes in for the pitch hitters as Miller ground out RBI to allow Crichton to get home. Brendan Bobo will lead off, and he'll see a strike down in the zone, 0-1. So 1-2-3 inning for Traverse City in the first. One hit this game in total as the 0-1 check swing for a strike, 0-2. Bobo had a day yesterday. He had two home runs, one three-run shot in the second, and then a solo home run in the ninth. So just a big day for him. The 0-2 as he swings and lines a ball into the glove of the second baseman in Hukel. One down. So Garrett Broussard is due up. Broussard batting a 179 with 12 hits this season. He's also had 9 runs. But his defense has been incredible as Gustafson sets in a swing and a ball pulled away out on the right field side out of play. 0-1. He's such a trustworthy shortstop and a guy that is very decisive. He can make decisions at a high level, has heads-up plays. The 0-1. As he swings and flies a ball into left center field. This is a high ball and reaching out, making an easy grab is Brocious for two down. So Shane Taylor will step in. Another guy who has unbelievable defense. Can play second, short, third. But here up to bat, 15 hits on 60 at bats. 8 RBIs, batting a 250 as he swings and grounds a ball out on the right field line, out of play, 0-1. 5 straight outs for Traverse City, looking to make it 6. Rafters have not gotten a hit today here in the top of the second. The 0-1, and just above the zone for ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Aaron Gustafson will come set, deliver in the 1-1 as pulling away is Taylor for a ball. 2-1. Traverse City has played excellent defense so far. The 2-1, a swing and a ball ripped out on the right field side, out of play, and fouled off. 2-2. So deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. 1-0 Traverse City. Rafters to looking to make something going. The 2-2 fouled off left side. We've seen this Raptors team look extremely just not there as far as the defensive side of the ball. But when they can hit the hits going, the 2-2 up and away, 3-2. We've seen them only have one hit 2 days ago, and then yesterday they had 12 hits. So it was just a night and day difference. And with this team, if they can find some consistency, they're going to be very hard to beat. The full count, the 3-2, swing and a line drive that drops into right center field. Taylor rounding first, retreating back towards the bag. And the first hit of the game belongs to the Utah Tech native. So Taylor will take first. Anthony Gallison is due up. Each team with a hit. Gallison, 13 hits. Batting a 271, 7 RBIs and 5 runs. So out of Coastal Carolina, from Colts Neck, New Jersey. Gustafson sets and delivers, and a ball up and in for a strike. 0-1. So Taylor stands at first. Two down. The 0-1. Gallison skies it out. Fouled on the right side. Four kids are running after the ball that lands on the concourse. No balls, two strikes. Decent showing here for the Pittsburghers faithful. The 0-2 check off over to first. Taylor gets back in time. But you can't blame the fans for the lack of attendance due to it being 60 degrees and slightly rainy and windy. So makes sense, but the 0-2 comes in. Swing and a miss outside. Gallison just a little bit late for strike number 3. Rafters get a hit from Taylor, but they trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 54. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 82. Wednesday, 84. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom two we go. Rafters trail 1-0 as Devin Huckel will step in into the right-handed batter's box. Graham comes in for a strike. Each team with a hit. Pitt Spitters with a run, though. A ground-out RBI that allowed Crichton to get home from third. The 0-1 inside for a strike. 0-2. So Devin Huechel batting a 284, 10 RBIs from Ashland University. From Richmond, Kentucky as well. The 0-2 just outside of the zone. In four ball, 1-2. So Huechel slotted in at second base. And the 1-2 from Graham, a swing and a ground ball that goes past Broussard, rolls into center field. And the second hit for the Pitt Spitters comes here in the bottom of the second. Devin Huechel will take first. So this brings up Camden Traficante from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. That's definitely a big name, a rising senior from Ormond Beach, Florida. Batting a 230, 14 RBIs for him. As Graham checks off to Basir at first, but sliding headfirst into the bag is Huechel. So two hits to one in favor of Traverse City as Graham delivers a swing and a towering fly ball into shallow right. Johnson comes out under it and makes the easy grab for one down. So the shortstop, Dylan Carey, at the University of Nebraska. He's a Cornhusker, the rising sophomore from Castle Rock, Colorado. Batting a 235, 8 RBIs for him. So Carey, the right-hander on Graham. Graham looks, fires, and delivers. Haligso throws a dart over to second, not getting him in time. Huechel will slide to safe. At second base, wow, just barely. Johnson thought he got him, but that puts a runner in scoring position. Haligso zipped it over to second, but just getting there in the nick of time was Huechel. So he'll stand at second now, another stolen base for the Pitt Spitters. One down, the 0-1. Inside of the zone for a strike, going 2. No balls, two strikes. Standing at second is Huechel. Graham looks over. He'll kick wind and fire, a swing and a ground ball over to Taylor at third and flings it over to first, and Basir can't make the catch. It goes behind him. Rounding third, heading for home is Huechel. Going 3 is Carey. And, well, another run scores for the Pitt Spitters. An error there for the Rafters, and it comes at a costly one. Huechel gets home. Carey will get to third. And this brings up Tyler Minnick. A bounced ball that went through the glove of Basir. And the first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. So Tyler Minnick, the catcher from Georgia Tech and the rising sophomore from Marietta, Georgia. 7 RBIs, batting at 218. 2-0 count. At third is Carey, a swing and a ground ball over to Taylor, throws it to Haligso in time, gets Carey out, sliding in safe at home. So it looks like he got out. Excellent heads-up play there from Shane Taylor. So Minnick will get to first on a fielder's choice. Andrew Manley will step in out of Wofford. Batting a 171, 2 down. Rafters trail 2-0. Graham sets and fires. In fourth strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike, and 2 down. Graham looks over, fires at first. Basir Not able to make the tag in time. Carey gets out sliding at home. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive. Goes over the head of Taylor. Drops into left field. Rounding second is Verminick. He's diving. Cleat first into third. The throw from Taylor at second to Johnson. Not in time. Manley will get to second. Minick will get to third. And now two runners in scoring position for the pitch hitters. They're up to three hits now. So not what the Rafters intended. A slice ball from Manley that goes over the head of Taylor. So Graham's going to have to look to get this third out. Rafters will not look to afford to give up any more runs as the first pitch comes in, bounces into the glove of Haligzo, 1-0. Yeah, certainly unfortunate for the Rafters, but you got to look at just getting this out here as Jack Crichton will step in as he swings and pops the ball out right side. He got a base hit on his last appearance at the plate. One of two pitch hitters to score today. So Graham, the 1-1, serves in up and away. Outside, four ball, 2-1. Manley at second, Minick at third. 2-1 count. Graham kicks, winds, and delivers a 2-1. Just up and away, outside for a ball, 3-1. So 3-1 in favor of the pitch hitters. The 3-1 inside for a strike. Count runs full at 3-2. Graham has not recorded a strikeout today. Went through the entire first rotation of the batting order. Has the full count. A swing and a skied ball. Out right side, out of play, and into the bleachers. But already the pitch hitters attacking here early after a game where they just were embarrassed yesterday to Madison. Just weren't happy with the way they played. They know they can be a better team, and they certainly are showing that here in the first parts of this game. The 3-2 way back fouled off. Full count with two down. Graham will look in. He'll come set. The 3-2 home swing and a miss upstairs for strike at number three. So a big strikeout there from Kalen Graham, his first of the evening. But the Rafters give up another run. They trail 2-0. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Egg Country office to learn more.
Sandwiches are the original fast food, and what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden, or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on Kids' Choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning. Rafters 0, Pitts Bitters 2, as Jorge Degani will step in, the right-hander from Indiana University, leading the team in batting average with a .355, 11 hits on 31 at-bats. So Gustafson fires as a swing and a ground ball that goes past Carey and rolls into center. So Degani, there's a reason why he leads the team in batting average. He starts off with a leadoff single. So Hogan Aligzo, the catcher, batting in the nine hole. Batting at .286. So Aligzo will step in. Rafters up to two hits today as Gustafson fires and finds his own. Four hits on 14 at-bats for Hogan. As the 0-1, swinging a ball ripped out right side, out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Rafters being out hit 3-2, but plenty of game left. As Degani stands at first. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Carey, who fields it over to second to Hukel, rips it over to first, and a double play. A 6-4-3 double play for the Pitts Bitters, and they get two down. So an excellent infield play for this Traverse City side as Ty Johnson will step in, struck out swinging on his last at bat. So just when you felt the Rafters were getting some momentum, it's halted by this infield. Gustafson serves and delivers in for a strike, 0-1. So the left-hander with two strikeouts today, the 0-1, and that hits the back of Johnson, and he'll take first. Two down, one away, top of the third. Johnson will get to first, and Logan Hugo, who grounded out to third on his last appearance at the plate, will step in. One error for the Rafters, which has caused a run to get home, which allowed Carey to get home. Allowed Hukel to get home. As the first offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Standing at first is Johnson. Gustafson will come set. And now Johnson and Pickle, a throw to second, and Johnson gets tagged out on a stolen base. So unfortunately, the Rafters, they get their third out. We head to the bottom of the third. They trail 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian resilient support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, we go. Rafters trail 2-0. They've been out hit 3-2. But stepping in now is Parker Brocious. Grounded out to third on his last appearance up at the plate. As Graham serves in four ball, down and away, 1-0. So the 1-0 again from Graham. And outside on the right edge, 2-0. So Graham sets and serves and finds in four strike. But yeah, the Rafters gave up three hits so far and a run in each of the first two Pittsburghers innings. The 2-1 fouled off backside. 2-2. Crichton got home in the first. And then Hukel got home in the second. So that's where we stand. The 2-2. Swing and fouled off right side. 2-2. It is certainly a very nice stadium. You have, like, obviously on the concourse, it almost looks like a country club behind it. It's like two levels as a hit by a pitch on Brocious. He'll take first. And a rough start for Kalen Graham. Brocious will take first. Graham with only one strikeout. This will bring up Glenn Miller. A ground out RBI on his last appearance at the plate. So no outs. And Miller stands at first. Miller at the plate. Brocious is at first. So Graham again throws over to first, and Basir just late to the tag. Brocious sliding safe. Graham will come set and serve in the first offering. As throwing bunt, Halixo fires it over to Basir. That goes over his head, rolls into right field, and Brocious will take second. So another unforced error there from the Rafters. And now putting a runner in scoring position. Those are just careless errors that you cannot have against a Pittsburghers team. Obviously first in the Great Lakes East Division, so we know they play at a high level. Rafters already with two errors so far. A 1-0 count. Infield shifted over. As Broussard is very near second. The 1-0 as Alexo darts it over to third into Taylor, but not in time. Brocious will get to third. And now the third run for the Pittsburghers is 90 feet away. A 1-1 count. They've had no answer for this Traverse City stealing display. Their base running has been excellent. 1-1 count. Graham looks, delivers way outside and low. 2-1. So Brocious, who was hit by a pitch, stole second. It was a error from Haligzo, and then eventually stole third. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short. Whips it across his body to first to Basir, but unfortunately Brocious gets home, and that's the third run for the Pittsburghers. They lead 3-0. So Miller once again, another ground out RBI for him. And this brings up Colin Summerhill, who popped out to second on his last time at the bag. So Summerhill from Northern Illinois. And Graham fires in and away for a ball, 1-0. But a run in each of the first three innings here for the Pittsburghers, and they're not done yet. A swing and a fly ball into shallow right field. Coming out and making the easy grab is Bobo for two down. So two straight pop-ups for Summerhill. Result in outs, but it's two down. And Devin Huechel is due up. Got a base hit on his last time up. Out of Ashland University. Was also able to cross home plate today as he bunts a ball into the glove of Graham, who whips it over to first and gets him just in time. But another run for the Pitt Spitters. They lead 3-0 this time. We head to the top of the fourth inning here on WFH.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning. Rafters trail 3-0. The Pitt Spitters have been on top of it. A run in each of their first three innings, as Jack Basir will step in. Gustafson fires and finds a zone for a strike 0-1. But hearing Coach Brian Dyer down there, he was screaming, "We got to answer." And that's the whole key. The 0-1 way down low for a ball. Look, they have six innings to go, so plenty of baseball left. We know this team can have big innings. And just as it did yesterday, the 1-1 down and away and brushes the dirt for a ball, 2-1. 2-1 count. Basir flew out to right field on his last appearance at the bag. The 2-1 and a breaking ball in right down the plate for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Gustafson fires as a swing and a ground ball from Hugo over to third and flipping it across first in time. So it was Logan Hugo up who grounds out to third on both of his appearances at the plate. So yeah, Jack Basir, who flew out to right field, now is up. It was Hugo just a moment ago. Gustafson, the first offering, flied out, fouled off on the right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Gustafson looks, serves the 0-1, and once again in the same territory as that ball went previously, fouled off again, 0-2. Two hits today for the Rafters. For Taylor Indigotti, everybody else has gotten out. The 0-2. Swinging a bouncer that bounces over the head of Gustafson. Rolls into the glove of Carey. Flips it to first and for the second out. So Brendan Bobo is due up, who lined out to short on his last appearance at the bag. So he's going to have to find a way to get going yesterday, and so is everybody else for this Raptors team. But Bobo, we know a guy with his talent, having two home runs yesterday, and all the Raptor players were extremely hype on him when he hit a home run in batting practice earlier today. They're all hyping him up and screaming down there as the 1-0 just outside. 4-ball, 2-0. And 2-0 count with two down. Bobo slices a ball that pulls away, that stays on the foul line. And making the grab is the third baseman, Miller, for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Pits Bitters. They lead 3-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth, we go, and a pitching change in store for the Raptors. Mekhi Negrete out of the University of San Diego, an Oceanside, California native. A 2-0 record for him with four games appeared in, 13 innings pitched, allowing 11 hits and two runs. He also has eight strikeouts. With a left-hander and the rising sophomore will take over the duties now and find in outside for a ball, 1-0. He's going against Camden Trafficante, who flew out to second on his last appearance at the bag. He swings and bounces the ball. Short hop into the glove of Taylor, and the fling over to first in time for one down. So Trafficante goes down, and this brings up Dylan Carey. So Carey, a guy who was able, who got tagged out at home, was sliding in, but a heads-up play from Taylor at third. He got on first off an error on his last appearance at the bag as the first pitch comes in down low for a ball, 1-0. So Mekhi Negrete, the two wins he got were against Fond du Lac and Green Bay as a swing and a ground ball over to Johnson, whips it across his body in time to Basir. At first, two down. So Tyler Minnick, who got to first on a fielder's choice, so the catcher from Georgia Tech, and Negrete will come set, look and serve, just outside of the zone for a ball. So two Georgia Tech guys for Traverse City. They also have a Clemson guy as well. So three ACC players as the 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, swing and a miss outside. 1-2. Yeah, this ballpark is absolutely beautiful, and it's going to host the Northwoods League All-Star Game on July 24th and 25th, and rightfully so. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Up top for strike number three, so Negrete gets his first strikeout. A 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors, but the Pit Spitters lead 3-0. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. That biz.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth, Traverse City leads 3-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. They've been out hit 3-2, but a run in the first three innings for the Pit Spitters as Garrett Broussard is due up 0-for-1 today. So Broussard, Taylor, and Gallison, 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order, are set to bat the 1-1. A ball and a strike. Gustafson will look again and serve. Swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman in Miller. Short hops it on a one-hop bounce. Over to Trafficante and gets it in time for one down. Gustafson, two strikeouts today for him. Taylor will step in. He's 1-for-1 today. Led the Raptors off with a base hit. As he lined a ball into right center. First offering comes in out and away for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Gustafson again, the 0-1, swinging a ball, hit into right center field, drops on a one-hop bounce before Brocious can get to it, and Taylor, 2-for-2 today. And retreating back to first, he's been a bright spot. So back-to-back hits for the Las Vegas native. Raptors up to three hits now. Let's see if they can string together a couple of hits. They're going to need to do so. Anthony Gallison will step in. Struck out swinging on his last appearance at the plate. First offering comes in. Out and a ball. Taylor leads off at first. A 1-0 count. And Gustafson winds and delivers. Gallison lines a ball in between second and third. Rolls into right field and back-to-back hits for the Raptors. Here comes the team from Wisconsin Rapids. Two runners on. Gallison at first, Taylor to second. And this brings up Jorge Degatti, 1-for-1 today. Can he get back-to-back hits just like his teammate Shane Taylor? So two on for the Raptors, one down.